Well, happy St. Patrick's Day. I don't know if you noticed when you came in the church today, but the statues are covered with the purple cloth, hey? It's actually, as we get really close now to Easter, we cover these statues to remind us of two things. To remind us to not worry about all the distractions in our life, all the things that we have to do to get ready for Easter, all our travel plans, but to focus on Jesus Christ alone. But then you might notice too that even our crucifix is covered actually as well, to remind us that just like we heard in the gospel today, they come to Jesus and say, Lord, or they say, let us see Jesus. That because of our faults, our failings, our sinfulness, even as we get close to Easter, often we can't even see Jesus because of our lack. Jesus on Good Friday, you'll notice the cross is covered as well. And as we get closer to the altar, when we bring the cross forward, we slowly uncover the cross to show us that seeing Jesus then comes because of the cross. Jesus himself shows himself to us on Good Friday. It's his love that reveals life to us. And so in these short 2 weeks to Good Friday, we ask, Lord, just like the disciples, Lord, show me Jesus. Father, show me Jesus. And so today, I'm not wearing green, if you noticed, I'm still wearing purple. It's still Lent, even though it's St. Patrick's Day today. We don't even celebrate, we've covered up poor St. Patrick even. And we don't celebrate in the same way St. Patrick's Day, but I have to say something about St. Patrick, because even all the saints, they point us towards Jesus, don't they? And so St. Patrick then, as you probably know by now, was not actually Irish, hey? He was English, and he was captured by the Irish and enslaved by them and abused and used for years until he was set free. He was sent back to England, where he became a priest and eventually a bishop. And what did he do? Did he just sit back, enjoy his freedom, drink green beer, right? Is that St. Patrick's Day? Is that where that comes from? He went back to Ireland to be with his enemies, those who hurt him, abused him, enslaved him, and he showed his love for them. St. Patrick's Day is not about green cupcakes, but about love of our enemy. St. Patrick is also one of the legends we hear is that he drove all the snakes out of Ireland. I always thought that was a funny image. Here at the cathedral, all I do is drive the bats out of the cathedral. But he drove the snakes out because the snakes are a sign of our sinfulness. And so he didn't just love the Irish people, but he drove the sin out of their land, out of their hearts. This is the second reason we celebrate St. Patrick's Day, to love our enemies. And only love can drive sin out of our hearts. And so we do, we celebrate today. We should celebrate today. But why? We celebrate because on the cross, Jesus frees us from our sins as well. He forgives us when we admit our sins and ask to change a part of our life. And so we will see Jesus then if we celebrate well with forgiveness of sins and loving our enemies. And Jesus continues today in the gospel. He says that those who love their life will lose it, but those who hate their life will keep it for eternal life. What does this mean? It doesn't mean we're supposed to hate ourselves or hate our life. Oh, I got a terrible life, go around complaining about everything. No. It just simply means, and in fact, the French is way better, but I should have wrote it down. Qui sont détache en ce monde, la gardera pour la vie éternelle. Qui sont détache. And so, you know, to detach yourself from the world. Those who don't worry about the things of the world, but focus on love of others, love of enemy especially, on care for others. That's what it means to see that seed, that grain de blé, that grain of wheat that dies, that falls to the earth and dies. When it does that, when it serves others, it will bear much fruit. This past week, I've got the confirmation students and First Communion students. We had one of our last classes. And so what we did is I read this gospel to them about this grain of wheat that falls to the earth and dies. And I said, that's where the Eucharist comes from. That's where our bread that we're about to receive. Thanks be to God for farmers who don't just take this seed and keep it to themselves, but they give it away. They sow it into their fields, and then they care for it all year. They stress over it all summer long, and then it grows up into this wheat, and then it's crushed again and ground into flour, baked in an oven and flattened to make unleavened hosts for us. This whole process that takes so many people. But if that seed didn't get used that way, we wouldn't be here today. If we don't give of each of ourselves, just one little seed, that's all it takes. And I was telling that to the kids, so we planted seeds with the kids to show them that, yeah, you have to wait, it takes patience, faith takes patience, you know, you can't keep that seed for yourself, you have to put it in the soil. And then I realized, like, we had pumpkin seeds, and I thought, oh gosh, you don't need to plant pumpkin seeds, you can just eat them. So I guess not all seeds you have to give away, right? But then I thought, you know, even pumpkin seeds, sure they taste good, don't they? It's good to eat them. But once you've eaten them, selfishly, individually, it's done. But even a pumpkin seed, if you plant and give it away, you get more pumpkin seeds. And this is the life we live in these days, is that people just want instant gratification. They want that seed now for themselves. And we forget to give it away. And so the Eucharist is a symbol that Christ died for us. He gave himself for us, so we should give ourselves for others. My friends, may we be like St. Patrick today then, who gave himself even to his enemies out of love to fight against sin, so that we could celebrate because we are freed of sin.